This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 149 Biography of Bill Cassidy, the Senator from Louisiana. General Information. William Morgan Cassidy, commonly known as Bill Cassidy, is a prominent American politician serving as the senior United States Senator from Louisiana since 2015. He is a member of the Republican Party. Born on September 28, 1957, in Highland Park, Illinois, Cassidy has made significant strides in both the medical and political arenas. His political career has been marked by his focus on healthcare reform, education, and economic development, reflecting his background as a physician and his commitment to public service. Early life and education. Bill Cassidy was born to Elizabeth and James F. Cassidy. He grew up in a family that valued education and public service. His father was a community leader and his mother was involved in local politics. Cassidy attended St. Paul's School in Louisiana for his secondary education, where he was known for his academic prowess and involvement in extracurricular activities. He then pursued higher education at Louisiana State University, LSU, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in 1979. Following his undergraduate studies, Cassidy attended LSU School of Medicine, graduating with an MD in 1983. His medical training continued with a residency in internal medicine at Earl K. Long Medical Center in Baton Rouge, followed by a fellowship in gastroenterology at LSU. Early career. After completing his medical training, Bill Cassidy began his professional career as a gastroenterologist. He practiced medicine for over two decades, focusing on patient care and community health initiatives. His medical career was not just about treating patients. Cassidy was also deeply involved in teaching. He served as an associate professor of medicine at LSU, where he educated future doctors on the importance of patient care and medical ethics. His commitment to public health led him to engage in various community health programs, particularly those aimed at underserved populations in Louisiana. This work laid the groundwork for his later political involvement, as he saw firsthand the impact of policy on health outcomes. Election history. Bill Cassidy's political journey began when he was elected to the Louisiana State Senate in 2006, representing the 16th District. During his tenure, he focused on education reform, healthcare, and economic development, leveraging his medical background to influence policy. In 2014, Cassidy decided to run for the U.S. Senate, challenging the incumbent Democrat Mary Landrieu. The election was highly competitive, but Cassidy managed to secure a victory with 55.9% of the vote in the runoff, marking a significant shift in Louisiana's political landscape. Since his election to the Senate, Cassidy has been re-elected once, in 2020, defeating Democrat Adrian Perkins with 59.3% of the vote, solidifying his position as a key figure in Louisiana politics. Political stances. Bill Cassidy's political stances are deeply rooted in his medical background and his experiences in public service. He has been a vocal advocate for healthcare reform, particularly focusing on reducing costs and increasing access to care. On education, Cassidy supports policies that enhance school choice, including charter schools and voucher programs, arguing that competition improves educational outcomes. He has also pushed for reforms in higher education, advocating for accountability and affordability. Economically, he aligns with conservative principles, promoting tax cuts for individuals and businesses, deregulation, and free market solutions to economic issues. However, he has occasionally broken from party lines, notably in his criticism of certain aspects of the Affordable Care Act repeal efforts, emphasizing the need for a replacement that ensures coverage for pre-existing conditions. Regarding energy, given Louisiana's significant oil and gas industry, Cassidy supports policies that encourage domestic production while also acknowledging the need for environmental considerations. He has been involved in legislation aimed at balancing economic growth with environmental protection. On social issues, Cassidy's positions reflect a mix of traditional conservative values with a pragmatic approach to governance. He has supported measures to protect religious freedoms but has also shown a willingness to work across the aisle on issues like criminal justice reform. Bill Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, has garnered significant support from his constituents and beyond for several compelling reasons. Firstly, Senator Cassidy is widely recognized for his commitment to healthcare reform. As a physician before entering politics, he brings a unique perspective to the table, understanding both the policy and practical aspects of healthcare. His efforts in pushing for bipartisan solutions to lower drug prices and improve healthcare access have resonated with many, especially in a state where healthcare disparities are pronounced. His involvement in the Affordable Insulin Now Act, which aims to cap the cost of insulin, directly addresses the concerns of many Louisianans struggling with the high costs of essential medications. Secondly, his approach to economic issues has been pragmatic and focused on the needs of Louisiana. Cassidy has been a proponent of infrastructure development, understanding that Louisiana's economy heavily relies on its ports, waterways, and transportation networks. His advocacy for the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which promises to bring significant federal funds to Louisiana for infrastructure improvements, has been a key point of support among local businesses and workers who see direct benefits from such investments. Moreover, Senator Cassidy's stance on education has won him favor among parents and educators. He supports policies aimed at improving educational outcomes, particularly in rural and underserved areas of Louisiana. His push for better funding for schools, vocational training, and college affordability reflects a deep understanding of the role education plays in economic mobility and community development. His environmental policies also strike a balance that appeals to a broad electorate. While recognizing the importance of the oil and gas industry to Louisiana's economy, he also advocates for sustainable practices and has supported legislation aimed at protecting the state's coastlines from erosion and storm damage. This nuanced approach to environmental issues, where he seeks to protect jobs while also addressing climate change, has made him a figure of compromise in a politically divided landscape. Lastly, Senator Cassidy's personal demeanor and his ability to work across the aisle have endeared him to many. His reputation for civility and his efforts to find common ground in a polarized Congress are often highlighted by his supporters. His engagement with constituents through town halls and his responsiveness to their concerns further solidify his image as a senator who listens and acts on behalf of his state. In conclusion, Bill Cassidy's support in Louisiana stems from his comprehensive approach to key issues like healthcare, economic development, education, and environmental protection, combined with his personal integrity and bipartisan efforts. These attributes make him a senator who not only represents his state but also contributes positively to the national discourse. Bill Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, primarily revolving around his political stances and actions that seem to contradict the expectations of his voter base. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his perceived inconsistency in political alignment. Initially elected as a conservative, Senator Cassidy has at times supported legislation or taken stances that align more closely with moderate or even liberal viewpoints, causing a rift with his more conservative constituents. For instance, his involvement in bipartisan efforts, while commendable for fostering cooperation, has been criticized by those who expected a staunch conservative approach, especially on issues like healthcare reform and environmental regulations. This has led to accusations of him being a Republican in name only, RINO, which has significantly eroded his support among the conservative base in Louisiana. Another point of contention is his stance on healthcare. Despite his medical background, which one might expect to inform a nuanced approach to healthcare policy, Cassidy's support for the Affordable Care Act, ACA, repeal and replace efforts has been met with mixed reactions. While some applaud his efforts to reform what they see as a flawed system, others criticize him for not going far enough or for supporting measures that could potentially reduce coverage or increase costs for many Louisianans. This has created a divide, with many feeling that his policies do not adequately address the healthcare needs of the state's diverse population. His environmental policies have also drawn ire from both environmentalists and industry stakeholders. On one hand, his support for the oil and gas industry, a significant economic driver in Louisiana, has alienated environmental groups who see him as too lenient on regulations that could protect the state's fragile ecosystems. On the other hand, his occasional support for environmental regulations has been viewed skeptically by those in the energy sector, who fear economic repercussions. This balancing act has left him with critics on both sides, unable to fully satisfy either group. Moreover, Senator Cassidy's approach to fiscal policy has been a point of criticism. His votes on budget issues, particularly those involving tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, have been seen by some as prioritizing the interests of the affluent over those of the average Louisianan. While he argues these measures stimulate economic growth, critics argue they exacerbate income inequality, a significant issue in a state with high poverty rates. This has led to a perception that he is out of touch with the economic realities faced by many of his constituents. Lastly, his public demeanor and communication style have not always resonated well with the public. Some find his explanations of complex issues to be overly technical or lacking in empathy, which can alienate voters who feel their concerns are not being addressed in a relatable manner. This has contributed to a broader narrative of disconnect between Senator Cassidy and the people he represents. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.